Greetings, this is the automatically deleted husband. Not just automatically, but inherently in love with his wife. With joy. Because I find you, irrespective of what's happened, I find you one of the greatest joys I've had in my life. The only thing that tops it is the closest I now have with the Lord. But, Saturday, our hike happened. And it was delightful. We arrived because we both had about a 2-hour drive. We arrived within a couple minutes of each other, which was great. So three of us met. Rob is 67, a little bit older than me. Chris is 59. He says, I'm almost 60. He just turned 59 in September. But anyway, so the three of us walked. I said there was a dirt road. There is a dirt road, or a gravel road, which apparently most people take. And there's a couple other routes. On the way up, we took the long route, which was 4 miles, 4 point something. And on the way back, we took a shorter route, which was, I think under 3, but it was steeper. And I had sore calves afterwards. So we had a great time. We got to the top and it was remarkable. The crowd, because we know normally we go and usually see virtually no one. Obviously we met Rob some months ago, 3 miles into a hike. Usually we hardly see anybody. There was a whole lot of people at the top, but again, most of them apparently went to this gravel road. We went up, to a tower, which was a delight to see. Because the view from that tower was tremendous. 360, you could see far in the distance, mountain ranges far in the distance in every direction. It's quite a view. So we saw that. We shared a meal up there, beef jerky, apples, and Rob had a sandwich and potato chips. Oof, gee, I haven't had potato chips in years. We had good conversation, even better on the way back. However, the thing that really stood out that we all noticed and we all talked about a bit, we got to the top, we went to the tower, took some pictures, got back down at the base of the tower. There's some benches there. We sat and ate, met some other people, said some hi's and so forth, and then we started walking down. As we were walking down, this is, a road, so there is some width there, and we could make use of that that width in order to walk side by side. So the three of us walk side by side. A few people coming up were wearing masks, which surprised me. I mean, not too many, but a couple were. And then one young lady came walking up. She was either alone or she separated herself from the others she was with. And, she had plenty of room, but she not only, I was actually the closest one to her, but she not only went to the side of the road, she went off the road as we went by. And the look in her face was one of fear. She obviously was wearing a mask, but the fear that I saw, it was just tremendous. And that really, it really sunk in with all of us. This young lady, she's probably in probably early 20s, living in such fear, which obviously brings up the question about my family. So I wonder about that. But anyway, we had a delightful time up there, and I'll include a picture Chris has occasionally calls me instead of Gandalf, John Dolph. But Rob took a picture with his phone of Chris and I, and at the time I had a stick and was pointing, it was humorous. I'll include the picture. But the other thing, there's a website called WWUTT, when we understand the text is what it's abbreviation of. They're quite good. They do 90-second videos that are very good. I've only had trouble with maybe two in the past, and the issues were fairly minor, so it wasn't worth doing anything about it. But I got motivated this morning because they released a new one. What does the Bible say about divorce and remarriage? And because I've studied this, I responded. I sent an email. I really don't think I'll get a response, but I sent an email, used the images from their video, and did a critique, because obviously I would suggest they misused scripture in the same way Jim Cross did. And I explained why it was misused. They also did something I would suggest misused the Romans 7 passage, because they said those who know the law is binding on the person only as long as he lives. Basically said that really didn't apply in reality, which, you know, no, I'm sorry. They also used the Westminster Confession of Faith, chapter 24, which is an area I've studied before. Years ago, I studied, because the chapter 24 of the Westminster Confession of Faith, that was written two, 3 decades later. The Savoy Declaration was also written, which is basically the Westminster Confession with some slight modifications. The notable things is that passage was deleted because they can't back it up. The statement they have, in the case of adultery after marriage, it's lawful for the innocent party to sue out a divorce, Matthew 5:31, and for the divorced and after the divorce to marry another, as if the offending party was dead. That's what the Westminster Confession of Faith says. That is total hogwash. Absolute hogwash. They can't substantiate it. They try to substantiate it, and they do it poorly. That's why the Savoy Declaration, which is basically identical to the Westminster Confession, doesn't have it. The London Baptist Confession, which was written a long time afterwards, is basically the Westminster Confession, again, with some changes. Specifically, chapter 24 does not have that passage either. Has the first few parts of it, basically word for word, but they drop this because it cannot be substantiated from Scripture. It is wrong. I give you the email I sent him. Let me read the last sentence, the paragraph. Marriage is a reflection of the relationship between the Lord and his elect. I think we would agree on that. To suggest that you can have another spouse while your first is alive, is to suggest you can have another God. The Exodus 20 verse 3. It's very obvious. If you read, it was in Jeremiah. I was a husband to them. You're the bride of the elect, are the bride of Christ, and all these kind of things. And Ephesians 5:25, the husbands love your wife as Christ loved the church. The analogies are continuous. They're throughout the scripture. So the relationship between husband and wife and the relationship between God and his elect, they're mirror images. So if you take on another wife, it's like taking on another God. I suggest that relationship, that analogy holds. That's why, Mr. Cross, marriage begins with sex and ends with death. It is really that simple. To deny that, I will contend, is spitting in the face of God. And to run from somebody who is trying to reconcile a marriage is absolutely hateful. This includes Jim Cross, Render Keynes, Chris Bitterman, who have appealed to reconcile a relationship. And obviously, I'm in love with my wife. I will not turn from her. There is no one else. There will be no one else. It's one lady and one lady alone. Dorothy Jane, I love you. I'm a follower of Christ, and I want you back.